in it, you know, just to prepare both, you know, what they're going to wear and what they're, you know, as far as footwear, as far as upperwear.
No Marquise Wilson. He won't have to worry about dressing warm. He's got a broken foot, so he is out. Eddie Royal also has been ruled out with a toe injury. And Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report speculating that John Fox likely gone at the end of the season. This is according to conversations Freeman's had with officials and coaches. Jim Bob Cooter in the story mentioned as a potential replacement. Adrian Peterson for the Vikings says he's going to play on Sunday against Indianapolis. He is coming back from a torn meniscus. He was cleared to practice just this week. There's a conference call with Yankees media today, and former Cubs closer Aroldis Chapman said he didn't like the way he was used during the World Series. Didn't think he should have pitched that third inning in Game 6. Thought it caused him to be fatigued for Game 7. Bulls, wow, they've looked really bad. Last night they did in Milwaukee. They took the loss, and they're going to finish up this home-and-home they've got with the Bucks tonight. They'll be at the United Center. And Tiger Woods is going to be the lead designer of a championship golf course, which will be located here in Chicago in Jackson Park. This update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of 2016. It's only $19.99, so order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley. They'll break down Bears-Packers and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
What's wrong with my ball?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Let's go back to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man, Casey Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune. He's on Twitter at KCJ Hoop and joining us now on The Score. All right, Casey, here are the Bulls as I look at it. Assess the validity of the following. Talking about effort and energy and execution is all fine and good, but it also keeps the Bulls and Fred Hoiberg and everyone from confronting the possibility that it really isn't that, that especially against the Bucks and at times against the T-Wolves, it's about height and length and speed and leaping ability and awareness and things that aren't necessarily in their control.
Are you saying there might be an athleticism deficit with our Bulls?
Yeah, I'm saying that they can talk about how hard they try, but that's not what the NBA game is.
Right. Well, to me, last night you could take the micro view or the macro view. Obviously, you're taking the macro view. On a micro view, I did think there were some effort issues last night. I mean, the way they ease into that game. My basketball sensibilities are not offended too often, having survived the entire Tim Floyd era, but my basketball sensibilities were offended last night. I mean, that first quarter was an absolute joke. You know, guys just flying through the air, dunking. There was just, it was bad. So that's the micro view. The macro view, you're dead on. And I mean, you know, you look at just their last three draft picks and where I think that McDermott, to me, and maybe I'm wrong here and maybe you guys disagree, I think McDermott has proven himself to be an NBA rotation player. Obviously, you wanted him to be more than that with what you did to get him, but at least he's got an NBA skill and defenses have to respect him. But you wouldn't call him a fantastic athlete, but of the last three draft picks, he's the best athlete of the bunch. The question marks about Denzel Valentine's athleticism, I think, in the small sample size we've seen, are valid. And then Bobby Portis, while skilled, is certainly not going to blow you away with athleticism. So, yes, that to me is the more troubling issue than anything else going on with the Bulls, is this young core that you are touting and you're supposedly building around lacks athleticism.
What would you suspect, Casey, that we'll see tonight right out of the gate?
Well, Bear, I mean, they had a spectacular first quarter against, you know, Thibodeau and the Timberwolves. So I think for the most part, the starters have played pretty well. You know, the starters, Jimmy and Dwayne, have carried this team in plenty of games. Robin Lopez has been very solid. Taj Gibson is averaging career highs. Rondo's been a little bit of an enigma, like he has been at some of his other stops. But I don't think starts – have been a huge concern for this team. Last night it was, and I do think you'll see a team, you know, at least try to come up with a better effort, but then it's going to get down to what, you know, Dan talked about when he brought me in, is just, can they compete with the Bucks' athleticism? Because if you're looking just rosters and just position by position, the Bucks have far more of that. I mean, how many athletes would you say the Bulls have on their roster? Jimmy's an athletic stud. Dwayne, you know, obviously is one of the best athletes this game has seen at the shooting guard position, but it's 34 now, so he's, you know, an athlete, but not at his prime. So beyond that, how many guys would you say are athletic on the Bulls?
Maybe Felicio at moments, but you know, you're forced to put him out there sometimes and move him up in the rotation, even though he's a borderline player at all, and not even really a functional, what you would say is a true rotation guy, more of sort of an energy spaz kind of specialist. See, and it just, there's got to be an outside the box fix that can be tried other than more minutes for Paul Zips or more minutes for Denzel Valentine in the rotation. And we had an emailer say, why are you bothering with Rondo as a point guard when you have both Wade and Butler who both need to have the ball? Dwayne Wade has been, frankly, your best point guard right now. Could you figure something out having Rondo lead a defensive-minded second unit, but then you'd have to get him to really want to play defense again?
Yeah, exactly. And also, I mean, You think of the buy-in on that would be strong? I mean, I'm not sure that's going to work. So, but actually, what's funny, you bring that up, Dan, and a coach I've known for a long time that works for another team now brought up that same idea to me recently. I was talking to him a couple days ago, and he's like, why don't they try that? One other issue I think with that is, you know, Rondo, for whatever you want to say about his season so far, he at least does attempt to get the ball up the court quickly and also tries to get the team in their sets quickly. And as good as Wade and Butler have been, and they've obviously been great, I mean, when they are playing the point and Rondo's on the bench and they're kind of the de facto point, it's just complete walk the ball up and ISO stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying that's bad because they've obviously both been very good at it, but the pace does slow dramatically. I do think Carter Williams is going to help some. I'm not calling him the be-all, end-all savior, and I know he'd fallen out of favor in Milwaukee, but he does really fit some of the things this team is missing right now. He is a got positional size. He's a strong defender, can guard multiple positions, and he plays with pace. He's not a good shooter, but I do think he's going to help that second unit a lot.
25 games in, anything about this surprise you to this point?
No, I mean, isn't this kind of what we all thought the Bulls were going to be? I mean, there's a little good, and then there's a little bad, and, you know, the victory range I was seeing preseason was, you know, 38 to 45, and, you know, and the saving grace, obviously, is the Eastern Conference. I mean, if you look at it right now, 25 games in, you've got separation from one great team and one very good team, the Cavs and the Raptors, and then 3 through 10, I mean, the Bulls are a half game out of third place and a game out of 10th place. So I think that's going to hold for a little bit. I know Detroit and Boston have been banged up to start the season, so you'd like to – or you probably have to project them getting better as the season moves on. But, I mean, this conference isn't going to, you know, win any glamour prizes. So I think the Bulls will kind of just be this throughout the season. There'll be games where they look really good, and there'll be games where we're – you know, pounding our head against the wall like we were last night.
I'm trying to find something in the macro to get excited about. Something that, and that would be a young player who is improving or you watching it in front of your eyes, because that is exciting. And I don't have a guy. You know, I think Portis has gotten worse. I don't really have a high ceiling on Valentine, and maybe it is Valentine, and I'm just missing something. But other teams at least have, you know, those poor bereft Timberwolves. You see them; they look like golden retriever puppies. You know, they don't even know the size of their paws, and they're all kind of flopping around right now. But my goodness, when you see moments there, I would take that. I would take moments rather than, oh, you know, a 35-year-old Dwayne Wade had a great night and he scores 30 and he's hitting all his shots again and he's found the fountain of youth. But I can't find a logical reason why I should act like the United Center crowd and get into that like they do. I just can't.
Right, and that's why I don't want to, like, beat this point this point into the ground, but I'm going to, because I'm also going to write about it for Sunday.
Okay, good.
But But, like, you know, that's the that to me is, you know, Wade and Butler, this is the Wade and Butler show this season. There's no doubt about that. And look, I think Wade's been a great story so far. Obviously, he wasn't very good last night. You know, obviously got beat down court a little bit by Levine in the Timberwolves game. He's had one other clunker, that road Indy game very early in the season. Other than that, I mean, you're getting about as good as you can get from a 34-year-old Dwayne Wade. And as I've said to you guys before, his impact on the franchise is immeasurable because he's just a professional. He's just an adult, and he just gets it. So he's been great. And then Butler, I mean, you can't look away from and applaud the jump that he's made, because every time you think he's hit a ceiling, he goes past it, and all credit goes to him. He's, you know, beyond an all-star now. He's top 15, top 20 NBA player now. But that's this season, and that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that you're right, Dan. Beyond that, this core that you want to build around and move forward with, once Wade is gone from here, and look, he's a one or two season guy here. You know, I'm not seeing it, and I don't see a champion beyond the championship window. I don't see guys that just knock you over that lettuce. I mean, Zach LaVine is a young player, but man, he was unbelievable that other night, and he's a guy who excites you. McDermott is a guy who I think is good and, you know, is solid, but he doesn't excite you. Portis and Valentine leave a lot of questions out there. So that, to me, again, the long-term view is what's most troubling, because all we heard in the wake of that Derrick Rose trade was we kept our young core, we kept our assets, and that young core, to me, still has a lot of question marks to it.
Not to mention, especially with this being the point driven home by the Bucks, and I don't know what the outcome of tonight's game will be, but they've passed the Bulls. I don't know about by record this year, but as far as, you know, you can see it now. You can see Jabari, and you can see Antetokounmpo. I don't know if you saw the stat from Chris Kompka, where he's the only player right now who ever, at this point in a single season, has averaged 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. Nobody has ever done it before, what Antetokounmpo is doing now, and he still hasn't figured it out. He's still getting better. They're not even sure if he's done growing yet. And I just think regardless right now, they may be, you could argue, they're a better team.
Well, they're also missing Chris Middleton. I mean, who's their, you know, best scorer and best shooter. So, yeah, if you're asking me which roster moving forward you want, I mean,
no,
they don't have anybody.
I'm not asking you that.
I mean, they don't have anybody that's at the level, first of all, that's accomplished with Wade, or at the level that Jimmy's at right now. But, yeah, I mean. Giannis, I mean, that stat's amazing, but I don't need that stat to just, if you watch that guy in person, you're like, oh my God. I mean, yep. He does some things physically that you're just like, how is that possible? And you're right. He's still figuring the game out. You know, I've known John Hammond, who drafted him a little bit, the Bucks GM, and, you know, I remember talking to him early in the pick, and he was drawing a little bit of heat for that pick, and he wasn't cocky about it, but he was very, very confident in his pick, and you know, that they've really nailed that one, because that guy's going to be a special player.
All right, Casey, we know you got to get rolling. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too. Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune, not painting a pretty picture for the medium-term and longer-term future of the Bulls, and how can he?
No, it's not very encouraging. It's all a problem.
I can't tell an old sportscaster from your John Fox.
There's some melding together there, isn't there?
Yeah, give Fox a couple years, so he won't understand the plan either.
He already doesn't.
He's not that far away.
He doesn't know his own plan.
He's not that far away.
Not that far away.
Well, yeah, he's, even when you ask him a question about what players should wear in the cold, he can't have an opinion.
You know, sleeves.
It's whatever they want to wear. You got some guys wear pants, some guys wear shirts.
No,
I don't know.
Just one time. One time, just answer a question. Just something.
John, is it cold outside?
It's always weather, and there's temperatures, you know, of all kinds.
If you're inside, it's not, you know, it's not bad. Outside, it's all right. You know,
this is all tricky.
To rock a rhyme that's right on time. Yeah, he's going to get the big old crimson cold face going, too.
He's going to be very red.
Yep.
He's going to be, who will have more red face, Zach or John Fox?
Well, Zach said he's going to be
going to do the Vaseline
face thing. Does that work?
I think it only keeps you from chapping really bad, right?
Keep you from getting frostbite or something?
Perhaps.
The only time I got frostbite, I gave it to myself. I've never gotten frostbite from actually being out.
You were inside.
Cold. Yes.
You were inside on your couch when it happened.
I got frostbite from icing my back.
Yeah. And you got it.
I didn't know what it was. So I'm like, oh, man, my back is feeling better. But now I got this really bad sunburn. How did I get sun? Oh. That's not sunburn.
I was inside.
Were you using the dry ice packs from your Omaha steaks?
No, right. No, it was these really good. They're ice slash hot packs. They can be used for either. It's a gel, and it never freezes completely, so it stays pliable. Even if it's been in the freezer, you know, overnight, it's still not hard as a rock. It's the best ice packs I've ever had, and I think because they were so conforming and because they were, you know, there wasn't like a sharp edge that had to sort of melt off on them, I just left them on there, and I wasn't smart enough to put a paper towel in between.
I love ice. Ice is like the only thing. I mean, it's just guaranteed relief. I love a good ice pack.
How about drugs? You don't like drugs?
I don't take drugs.
Yeah, opiates do the job.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I mean,
are you on drugs? No, I don't take drugs.
I don't.
Movie reference.
Wait, what's? Oh, don't take
movie reference.
My cousin Vinny.
Oh, that's right. I don't take drugs.
Yana. You know, I always have the same interaction with Zach post game in the locker room. Like for the last 4 years, it's the same interaction every time. I'll see him somewhere in the middle as we're heading in different directions. He'll look at me. We'll stop. We'll just look at each other for a moment and then move along.
That's sort of like I do with Ranji in the hallway.
Except that's because you don't want to talk to Ranji.
No,
in this case, it's just mostly that there's just not a lot to say. There's really nothing to say.
I know that Ranji is either going to hug me or he's going to try to knee me in the balls, or both. and I'm never sure which it is.
Which do you prefer?
It depends on the time of day. Because sometimes I deserve one and sometimes I deserve the other. But I know with Ranji.
I know what mine would be.
There's going to be something coming that is going to catch me a bit off guard. So when you have that moment, is that when Zach is being Zach? Or is that when Zach is sort of being normal?
Sometimes it's Zach being Zach. A lot of the times it's just we've seen something and there's just no reason to say anything about it.
You just give him the look.
Yeah.
Because the thing with Zach is that there's Zach Zaidman and then there's sort of the ongoing performance piece that is Zach Zaidman.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean? It's not the Zach kind of smile where he just smirks at you and moves along. It's more the we've both seen it. There's really nothing to say. Let's just move along.
Because usually, like when he's hosting the evenings, when he's doing evening updates or something, he always comes in off the air with like a thematic statement. He'll come in with like a line of the day, and he'll walk in and say, "Here's the thing," or. Here's what I'm thinking about. It's, you know, unsolicited, he will simply present like the Zach thematic statement of the day.
Just, he's trying it out.
It's like a fortune cookie. You know, it's just there for you.
He could be trying it out for later.
It's workshopping it, right? Yeah. But I'm the wrong guy to do that with, right?
No, because you'll respond.
That's true.
Yeah. Whereas most people are not looking for a response from you.
Yeah, I get that from my kids when I'm workshopping a bit, like wandering around the house talking to myself. Which they learned is normal for dad because he's maybe trying out something to see how it sounds.
Your hand is down the front of your pants, and you're just walking around thinking out loud.
Is that wrong?
I'm not saying it's wrong.
And do you have cameras in my home is my second question. Because that unnerved me a little bit. But, yes, it's either, dad, get your hand out of your pants while you're talking
to yourself. One hand is scratching the back of your head, the other is down the front of your pants, and you're just walking around talking to yourself.
Coming up with an idea. And maybe it works and maybe it doesn't, but I can't bounce it off the kids because they think I'm a whack job.
They're also not interested.
Don't care. It's like when my kid comes up to me and goes, "I need 3 points in fantasy and then I'm going to win my game. I'm going to beat Cameron if I get 3 more points. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Well, let me just show you one thing. I deactivated a tight end and I got another tight end. And if I get 3 more points, I can beat Jacob and Cameron. Don't care.
Can't you pretend to be interested in your child's activity?
Not that one. I'll be interested in his actual activities. Like when he's playing and I'm pacing around and I don't want to watch and I leave. I have to walk out and go in the lobby. Because they'll have 3 skaters that we can't stop and he's got to stop 20 shots in a period.
Do most of the rinks have a bar?
No, and ours should.
Beating Jacob's a big deal, Dan. Come on, let's be real about this.
Hey,
I mean, I could win one game all year, but if I'm beating Jacob, I'm happy.
You have no idea. he's got these games circled when he's going up against the real rivals that he sees every day. You know, all politics are local, but when it's the kid you walk to school with every day, yep. That's the one you don't want to lose.
It's the one that matters.
That's the one you don't want to lose. And
throw the records out when Jacob and Cameron are
when Jason's going up against Jacob or Cameron, it doesn't matter. It's rivalry week, and I got to hear about it. But no, that I won't pretend to care about. An actual game or what you know that we're watching or one of his games, absolutely all day. You know, if he wants to talk about his clarinet concert or something like that, I don't have to feign interest. But someone else's fantasy team, ugh. Ugh. It's like somebody talking about their cat. Look how cute my cat is.
Yeah. I found a cat once when I was covering the Cubs and I had an apartment in Mesa. I found a cat.
It sure wasn't a scorpion.
It could have been. It was about the same size when I found it.
There's huge scorpions, so you want to watch that.
I stopped at a gas station very late one night to get some ho-hos or ding-dongs or something like that. And There was a little cat outside. Might have even been a kitten still at that point. I bought a can of cat food and was going to open it and feed it. And the guy came running out and said, "No, you cannot feed it here.
Right.
It'll never go away."
He's right.
So I took it home. It was cold. It was raining. I took it home. I kept it for 5 weeks. And I threw it out on the expressway. No, I found a home for it. I found a permanent home for it.
What compelled you to do that?
I'm not sure. It was late, and I don't know.
Cats don't care about late. Were you high?
No, I was definitely not high.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a time in your life where I have to ask some of these questions. We are the Boars and Bernstein Show. We're on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. We are giving away Bulls and Bucks tickets for New Year's Eve, thanks to our friends at Bud Light. You can come start your weekend with us in Geneva at Old Town Pub. Come out and say hello. I see some people across me right now with a bucket of Bud Light long necks that they will be enjoying momentarily.
Some people have taps at their table
Bud Light. I see a Bud Light tap actually that is built into the table here.
I like that.
That's kind of cool. You just put your mouth underneath it, right? Just put your lips on it and drink it right out of there. I can't stop you. That's your damn tap if you're at that table. You've got WSCR The Score.
Tonight, on the third day of Cubs miss, the scorer gave to me a John Lester walk-off bunt. The Cubs rallied back from a 6-0 deficit to beat Seattle 7-6 on July 31st on The Score.
Lester is going to bunt. It's out in front of the plate. Here comes Hayward. He scores!
Hey, don't miss this historic game tonight at 10 on the 12 Days of Cubs Miss on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, presented by Blue Man Group. No silent nights here.
This hour on The Score was brought to you by Ghostbed, supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day. It was just another Thursday night poop fest as the Seattle Seahawks dominated the LA Rams. Oh, but there was so much more to it. In the third quarter, the Seahawks had first and goal from the one and chose to pass it, and the ball appeared to be intercepted or actually taken away from Jimmy Graham. That led to a verbal confrontation between Richard Sherman, Daryl Bevel, and Pete Carroll. After the game, this is what Sherman had to say.
I don't like when we throw the ball at the one. We threw an interception at the one, you know, luckily it went incomplete, and I wasn't going to let them continue to do that.
Richard Sherman's an incredible cornerback, and even though he's smart, he's not smart enough to know what he doesn't know. And for that, he needs to sit there, have a Coke, smile, and shut the hell up. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, it's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
U.S. only.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? You can, and you don't have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them the score sent you.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Cola. That's right. Internet from Xfinity and in-home Wi-Fi really is the fastest, most reliable in the entire country. I've had Xfinity for over a couple years now, and it really has been fantastic. Doesn't matter how many devices are being used in the house, it works the same. Even if there's three or four things going. And that's really important when you got little kids and they're on their iPads and they're watching stuff, and maybe you're doing some work and you got some shopping going on as well. Maybe you need all those things going at once. You need reliable internet for that. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, even during like peak hours when it seems like everyone in the entire neighborhood is online, you get great service from Xfinity, and it never ever buffers or slows down. You can download movies, TV shows, entire albums, and it happens super fast. And right now, Xfinity has an incredible offer, their most popular in-home internet speed for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. It really is a game changer for your house. You can actually choose to triple your download speeds as well for 75 megs for just $15 more per month. And for a limited time, you can get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. So many great things about Xfinity. You can take all of your content mobile with you with the Xfinity TV app. I use the Xfinity TV app all the time. I can even access my DVR and Xfinity On Demand. Xfinity really is the best for in-home entertainment and even your entertainment on the go. So call them today for this incredible internet offer, $39.99 a month for 12 months. You call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. You can triple your download speeds to 75 meg for just 15 bucks more per month. Now, this offer ends 12/21. And when you do that, when you go online and order it at Xfinity.com, they'll send you a $100 prepaid card. You got to do it online, though, so call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online for that card to Xfinity.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The Lucky Day Lotto jackpot has rolled over again and is over $1.4 million. That's right, over $1.4 million. Now, if you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Now, drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts. But free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
To make Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast live from Real Time Sports at 1120 west of On and Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and finally the Boers and Bernstein Show from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites.
Merry Christmas!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Well, injuries have been the theme for the Bears to go along with the losing. Willie Young today says, well, they just kind of have to manage.
It's tough, but, you know, a lot of the guys we got, backup guys. I mean, we're playing with a lot of backup guys right now. And those guys are coming in, they're obviously playing some acceptable ball right now, you know, with everything that's being thrown at them. It's a very complex style of defense. And just like I said, once again, man, just continuing to reiterate the fact that it's important to take ownership in what you're doing.
Acceptable. And for the Bears, they're not going to have Marquise Wilson Sunday. He is injured again. He's got a broken foot, so he's out against the Packers at Soldier Field. Eddie Royal has also been ruled out for Sunday. And it's possible John Fox is gone from the Bears at the end of the season, according to Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report, who says he spoke to some coaches and officials, and that seems to be the feeling there.
Who's Mike Freeman?
He's going to be really upset when he hears about this one. Closer Aroldis Chapman, formerly with the Cubs, he is back with the Yankees now. And today he said he thinks manager Joe Maddon misused him during the World Series. Says he should not have pitched the third inning, or, well, the third of three innings that he did throw. He threw the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings in Game 6 and came back for Game 7. Thought he was overworked. The Orioles have announced the signing of former Cubs catcher Wellington Castillo. And the Bulls tonight are at home against the Bucks. They played in Milwaukee last night, and they got beaten pretty badly there. Join the Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Pat Manley inside the Field Museum tailgate Sunday. It's starting at 9 a.m. Stick around for Bears postgame with Hub, Olin Krutz, and Big Cat Williams. Come check out the broadcast, eat great food, and enjoy Bud Light specials brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one, two right now. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the home of the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down Bears, Packers, and coverage throughout the day on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
Barry Rosner earlier in the show gave us the stat during the second half that Chris Bryant, if you take out the first September call-up of Mike Trout, might be a technicality there, that Chris Bryant has amassed a total wins above replacement in his first two seasons that is highest ever in baseball. Correct? Was that a,
yeah, that was okay. From the Ace of Spader.
Well, thinking about that number, and no, my first guess was Mike Trout.
That was also my first guess.
And I think Trout, if you take out that first month and look at his first two full seasons, I think he would have a higher number than Bryant. But I didn't want to get to the end of the week without doing this because our guy Stonecutter did a little research about Trout. And talking about baseball just makes you feel warmer, and it makes you realize that the Cubs season is going to start in a couple of months. He says, I don't really have any reason for putting this together other than it's fun, and it's better than thinking about the Bears. In five full professional seasons, Mike Trout has five All-Star appearances, five Silver Sluggers, a Rookie of the Year, finished second, and first in MVP voting, and has amassed 48.5 wins above replacement per Baseball Reference. That puts him 327th all-time in WAR, ahead of several dozen Hall of Famers, including Boers and Bernstein, Whipping Boys, Jim Rice, Phil Rizzuto, and Lou Brock. That's 48.5 over five seasons. That averages to 9.7 per season. So let's be conservative and say he can put up 8 wins in 2017. That moves him up to 56.5. That moves him into the low 220s all time. Here's an incomplete list of the Hall of Famers he would pass with a below average year of his own next year. Bob Lemon, Nellie Fox, Ralph Kiner, Larry Doby, Big Chief Bender, Kirby Puckett, Louis Aparicio, Gabby Hartnett, Mordecai Brown, Orlando Cepeda, and Enos Slaughter. That's by the end of 2017. Let's go one more year at 8 wins. That's 64.5, 138th all-time. And by the end of 2018, he passes the following Hall of Famers. Joe Torre, Hank Greenberg, Willie Stargell, Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra, Jim Bunning, Mike Piazza, Jackie Robinson, Early Wynn, Juan Marichal, Bob Feller, Dave Winfield, Andre Dawson, Willie McCovey, and Harmon Killebrew. He also passes non-Hall of Famers Andrew Jones, David Cone, Shoeless Joe, Mark McGuire, Tommy John, Andy Pettit, Gary Sheffield, Keith Hernandez, Bobby Abreu, Vlad Guerrero, Mark Burley, and Sammy Sosa. That's after 7 seasons. Okay? You want to keep going?
Yes.
Want to let it ride?
Yep.
Another 8 WAR season. Again, this is assuming a little bit of attrition, maybe.
So now we're up to 3 more years beyond this season.
Right. But he's only been in the league 5 years.
Yeah.
In 2019, at that rate, he would pass Hubble, Sandberg, Banks, Sutton, Drysdale, Murray, Fisk, Pudge Rodriguez, Gwynn, Simmons, Raines, Palmer, Manny, Smoltz, Larkin, Delahanty, Gary Carter, Santo, Ruffing, Trammell, and Jeter. 3 straight years of 8 WAR is insane. We shouldn't project it, but it would be 3 below-average seasons by Mike Trout standards. If he made it to that point, he'd be 87th of all time. In the top 86 ahead of him at that point are 71 Hall of Famers, 9 steroid guys, or guys punished for playing in the steroid era, 2 active players in Pujols and Beltre, Pete Rose, Bill Dolan, who played his last game in 1911, Jim McCormick, who played his last game in 1887, and Lou Whitaker, who is somehow not in the Hall of Fame. In 3 years, after 8 full seasons in the league, Mike Trout, conceivably here, could retire and be a lock to make the Hall of Fame. I know this isn't groundbreaking, but we're likely watching one of the 5 or so best players to ever play Major League Baseball.
Yeah, no, he's right now, he's Mickey Mantle with good knees.
And his other conclusion here is poor Lou Whitaker. You know, hey, second basemen do get a positional bump in that particular statistic.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people who think that double play combination should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yep,
both of them.
I know some baseman really informed baseball people who think that, not just Jamokes or Tigers fans, but that is, I mean, the stuff with Trout. I mean, if you don't get to stay up late for a lot of games, if you only watch your team's games, and especially if you're a Cub fan and you don't watch a lot of American League ball, I mean, it's just, it's not just every at-bat. It's every route to every ball that's hit to him. It's the base running.
He's a treat. He's one of the reasons I have the package, so I can watch those games late at night, and you get to see him a lot on the West Coast, and it's just, you know, it's something that you shouldn't deprive yourself of, because the level at which he's playing is really never happened before.
Right.
I mean, on a year-by-year basis, you're seeing something historical, and you know, hopefully he stays healthy and he does this for a long time. The shame of it is he is on a terrible team, which I don't see getting any better anytime soon.
That's the difference between watching Chris Bryant do what he does when, oh, gee, he's the most valuable player and just won the World Series.
Yeah, and he's a big part of it. When he got here, it's no coincidence that he got here, and they started to win right away. I mean, obviously, there is a lot around him, and it is a very, very good team, 1 through 25. But you don't, you know, I mean, he's a big part of it. The difference is Trout has very little around him, and it's just shameful. And every year, we have to go through this discussion because you have idiots like Mad Dog Russo, who has this huge platform, who tells everyone that Trout should never win the MVP because he's on a terrible team and he does nothing to help his team win. You have to go through this every single year.
Somebody like that should forfeit their opportunity to talk about baseball, because that's not even...
He should forfeit his opportunity to breathe.
It's not even an opinion. I mean, that's simply wrong. What is he expected to do other than do what he can when he is at bat and when the ball is hit at him? What is he supposed to do in the interim?
How's he supposed to help them win more when he's got crap all around him? All he does is steal home runs from other teams and hit them whenever he can and run the bases well and do everything.
What else
can he possibly do?
With the baseball thoughts, it's my lingering questions after Aroldis Chapman's comments about Madden misusing him. Did Chapman believe at the time that he was being misused? If he did, would Chapman's conviction that he was being misused have possibly affected his performance?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that if you don't want to do something, you're being forced to do it as an athlete, it's definitely going to affect you. I don't think that he wasn't trying as hard as he possibly could. I don't think that's even a possibility. But I mean, he makes it very clear through his body language and through his actual language that this is not something that he wants to do. And yet, Joe Madden asked him to do it over and over again.
Yeah, he said, not that it matters now. I suspect Chapman's narrow idea of identity within a game could be equally responsible for his lack of performance in key World Series spots. Yeah,
he was also tired.
Yes.
I mean, he was definitely abused, and his arm wasn't used to it. He's not Andrew Miller. And I really believe that part of this was Joe Madden being jealous of the attention that Terry Francona was getting as he was sort of reinventing that whole role during the playoffs.
Now, I mentioned that we are here at Old Town in Geneva, and this was the site of the very first Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. This is the 10th season. This started in 2006, right in this very room, and this is the final one for 2016, and I can't say enough how thankful we are to all the folks at Bud Light and the relationships that we have built in these years. With all of their marketing muscle, what they have put into this, not just with the tickets, but with all the other swag and getting the backdrops for us, and now with this fabulous new Craftsman mobile studio that's become a part of things, there are people behind the scenes who have been big fans of the station, big fans of the show, and I know for a fact about what Sean Lennon has done back at Bud Light. So a personal thanks from the Boers and Bernstein Show to Sean, who's just a really good guy, who's always really understood what we do in a way that a lot of people in his position, frankly, haven't. And it's nice that he's one of our guys. And I feel that he's done a lot with this program and in general with the relationship with the station. He's a really good dude. We appreciate everything that he's done for us. I also want to thank Brian Huck and J.R. Hand and Wade Frazier and Kurt Dufel and Jeff Meinl, all really good and hardworking people. And I want them to know that it is a relationship that is really valued. And when you have a business partner for 10 years, business partners who have also been involved in some of the charity stuff that we've done and increasingly involved in some of the Cubs stuff, and who really get it and are creative and involved and have committed to a big city radio and marketing partnership, it is understood and appreciated. And I look forward to doing more onward and upward with this show and the station and our friends at Bud Light in the future. So for them, I will raise one to right now. And when we come back, we will say hello to Nick Shepkowski and Joe Ostrowski, who will handle the evening show tonight on The Score. You don't want to get this wrong, so the answer's right here, and it's Loot Crate. These guys have you covered, and they're offering you right now special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan. Then you choose the crate theme, the length of the gift deliveries for the special savings. They just add the recipient, and you are done. And these themes for Loot Crate, gaming and anime and comics, Marvel Comics specifically, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout. You just scroll through and find the right thing. You say, aha, there it is. And then this box shows up for the recipient each month, and it's filled with cool limited edition exclusive stuff, gear and shirts and collectibles. So right now you can make everyone envious of your superpowers for incredible gift giving. Go to lootcrate.com/Dan and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. It's LOOT crate.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. Lootcrate.com/Dan.
Windy City Sweets on Chicago's North Side is one of the top candy stores in the country. What makes Windy City Sweets special is they have something for everyone, from handcrafted custom chocolates, delicious English toffee, and holiday fudge. Windy City Sweets can create the perfect gift basket or gift box for you, your company, or for that one person on your list that you just don't know what to give. Their candy concierges can make your holiday gift giving easy this year. Call or stop by Windy City Sweets, where life is a little bit sweeter.
Virtual of the year. He would like to say thank you to all Score listeners for allowing him to help you and your mother, your father, your children, your sister, brother, aunt, and uncle secure financing on your new homes and refinance your existing homes. David would like to thank Terry and me for always making his commercials entertaining, informative, and memorable. Thank you to Chris Tannehill for all the funny drops at the beginning of David's commercials. Mitch Rosen for lunch yesterday and for approving most of his live reads. Thanks to Chad Feldman and Dana Buffone for taking care of all his advertising needs. And to Matt Abaticola for whatever Matt does on the show. Because of your support, David had another successful year and was able to provide for his family and pay his advertising bills. He wanted to say thank you for your trust and loyalty. David will be open during the holidays, so if you, a family member, coworker, or neighbor needs assistance with a mortgage, call David, 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call, 312-751-1333, or visit www.pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger. Interesting items in music.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow has made its way into Christmas culture since it was written in 1945. It was written by two Jewish songwriters in Hollywood. They wrote it in the midst of a heat wave while they longed for a cool down. Even though the song is known as a Christmas carol, the song never mentions Christmas at all.
Sportsradio670.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I call bingo for senior citizens. If there's some Polish people in there, I call a number so they win. What can I say?
That's what you could be doing tonight, Moose. He's stacking the deck for the Polish people.
Polish.
Back at the Score Studios, we have Nick Szepkowski and Joe Ostrowski ready to take you through a difficult commute. Hello,
produced
boys.
By Jay Zawoski. No, maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
Unfortunately, hello, Moose is no longer with us. Otherwise, he would be joining us as well.
He's missed. For people who spend a lot of time around that ballpark, he was definitely missed. So you got a captive audience tonight with a lot of people fighting this weather. So I assume,
including us,
I assume with Joe sitting in there, is you've carved out a nice niche for yourself when it comes to those who look at sports as an investment opportunity. there would be some talk of that.
Yeah, there will be, and certainly what's going on with the Bears and Jim Bob Cooter. When I'm looking for a head coach, I want a guy that breaks into a woman's window, gets down to his underwear and lays in bed next to
him. Hey, there's a nice warm bed right there, and he's coming through the window, and he's going to lie down next to you. Yeah, that was, and then there was something odd happened with the records that they expunged a lot of the legal records from that case. Or it's not, I don't think they threw out any conviction, but it was very hard to find copies of documents, and they weren't quite sure what happened. But yeah, Jim Bob had a DUI arrest.
It's 10 years ago.
At Tennessee. And then he had that odd incident where he just appeared in a woman's bed.
Yeah, but George McCaskey will talk to his parents, and his parents will assure him that everything's fine, and he'll look in their eyes and he'll feel good about it.
Yeah, and he'll assuredly pay for his flight to Chicago. I mean, that's what
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move.
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
After all, and that showed character that you look for in a professional football player, right? So
go.
Everything's fine and dandy. And then it'll turn into the Bears drafting an Oklahoma former football player or something in the future, too.
All right, Joe, the Bulls are like a 5.5-point favorite. So how do you feel about it tonight?
No, you can't predict that team. You can't. There are some tweets from Sean Hyken, who covers the Bulls, told by a Bulls official that Mirotić missed walkthrough because he forgot.
He forgot there was a
day after the old coach's decision.
Wait a second.
You know, just
hold
forgot
on.
Of that shoot around.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Don't they do that before every game?
Come on. No, it used to be, I'd say, it's written on the board. Now they get automatic texts like we get from our dentist. There's no I forgot.
I forgot.
No, you didn't forget. They let everybody know. They're, come on.
Oh, it's a.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
I forgot. Where were you? I don't know. That's like what one emailer said, that if these Northern Illinois players get that, they're sitting on a beach in Florida right now, and if they get a call, say, hey, come back for a week of provisional practice just because we might play in a game. And he said he would just throw his phone in the ocean and say exactly that. I forgot.
Yes, I was. It's exactly
no
what
interest happened. Whatsoever in playing in that game.
Ugh. All right, boys, we will get out of your way and look forward to listening on the drive home. Thank yous to our guests today. They were Zach Zaidman, Jerry DiNardo, Brian Billick, Dan Durkin, and Casey Johnson. Barry, thank you for sitting in.
My pleasure.
We thank the engineer, Dave Miska.
Let's go to the New York Yankees. This is a team that's probably headed for 83 or 84 wins. So what are you doing giving a 5-year contract to Aroldis Chapman?
83.
Producers, Matt Abanacola.
Touchdown, Jim Bob Cooter.
Chris Tannehill.
Or is he just another gimmick QB in a gimmicky system full of gimmicks?
Thanks to everybody who called in and faxed and texted. I still say faxed because somebody still probably does. Actually, there's sometimes we get a generated fact that pops up as an email because they have to send in like a PDF with their thoughts on it. all who tweeted and called, everything that you did, any way you contacted the show, thank you very much. A huge thanks to our promotions team as well, and also the fine, fine folks at here, our 287th Bud Light Who Needs To Tavern Tour stop, the same place, the very first one, the Old Town Pub and Eatery in Geneva, and everybody, as I mentioned before, from our friends at Bud Light. Drive safely this weekend. It is going to be an absolute nightmare on some of the roads. So go slow and save the texts for later, and maybe help somebody if you think they need help. But stay warm, stay safe, have a great weekend, and Terry and I will talk to you on Monday.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One Sports.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on. And hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon star.
So I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk. And not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar, Oscar, Oscar.
Felix, Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 2000, Eminem was the subject of an internet hoax after it was reported that he had been killed in a car crash. This week in 2003, Bobby Brown was charged with battery after allegedly hitting his wife, Whitney Houston, in the face. Mick Jagger was knighted by Prince Charles also this week in 2003. And this week in 2012, Adele was named Billboard's top artist in 2012, while her hit record 21 was named top album of the year.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friend.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's, so hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokes animal, Tony the Tiger.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Two generations will clash. Calling you out. Millennials versus Gen X.
The millennials, they don't have a clue.
The older generations, they've been brainwashed. I'm calling you
out. Two tribes head to head.
Come on!
In a culture war for the ages.
Go, Gen X! Go, millennials!
I love old people, but I'm gonna beat them.
All new Survivor, Millennials versus Gen X. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
It
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting item. Interesting. Some music. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's ninth reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store Montgomery Ward. The retailer would give away coloring books.